You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Chris Easterling is going to join us at 1 o'clock. Why is George Kittle distraught? We're going to talk about that here in a second, too. I do have to bring up this quick topic. You're more than welcome to hop in on it. This is a 3-4 minute thing. We're going to talk about this really quick.
Set the timer.
It put a timer on it. That's fine. 216-474-0092. You can hop in on it. 216-474-0092. Jeff said something that was, it stuck to my core. Because it was upsetting that he said in the break. Jeff, is breakfast overrated? Yes or no?
Nope.
What is breakfast?
What do you mean, what is breakfast? Meal of the day.
Yeah, but you made it sound like, is breakfast worth going out to eat? I'll ask that question.
That's a different question.
Of course it is. That's why I asked it.
Yeah. You said, is breakfast overrated? Of course not, Andy. It sets the core for a fine day.
Oh my God. You sound like my second grade teacher.
This is the most pedantic conversation we have ever had.
I just happened to mention, I said, going out for breakfast is overrated to me.
D-A-N-T.
And of course, Andy goes, oh, we got to do that on the air. Many goes, yes, we got to do that on the air. I said, I didn't say it to do it on the air. I just said it to you guys.
We didn't ask you to do it.
So you now want to do it on the air.
Yes.
Unless you have a great breakfast buffet with some lunch items thrown in.
He threw the curveball.
I make better omelets. I make better scrambled eggs. I make better bacon, sausage, waffles. I do it better at home. Oatmeal. My oatmeal is better than what I get if you go out.
I don't know. I think
people make breakfast, people, not just me, because I'm no great cook.
Right.
People make breakfast at home better than what you can get in a restaurant.
Dan, breakfast better at home or in a restaurant?
Depends on what you're ordering.
Toast.
I think that's where it falls. Like, if you're going out and you're going, okay, I want two eggs over easy with bacon and toast. I think that you're looking at it going, okay, I could do that at home, but like,
you do it better at home because you do it exactly the way you want it.
Right, but like, if I'm ordering an omelet that's going to have sausage, avocado, and like green chili on top of it with sour cream.
Oh my God,
like, let's
a lot of work.
Go.
That sounds
or
a
like
work.
If I'm ordering corned beef hash, I can't make that at home as good as I'm going to get because I don't have fresh corned beef sitting at home. Like that's the stuff where it's really worth going out to get breakfast.
On the other hand, a breakfast buffet, if it's a good one, you know,
right.
You can get eggs, you can get hash browns, you can get sausage and bacon and all kinds of, you know, lots of fresh fruit.
Because I'd be 400 pounds if I owned a waffle maker. Like, I'll go out to get waffles.
Waffles are tasty.
First of all, I can't stand waiting in line for breakfast. That's like, I have a pet peeve on that.
Just sit in your car.
Isn't it weird, though?
Drive through.
Isn't it weird, though? Like, breakfast is, it seems like it's the only meal that I can think of that you normally really wait in line for a long time. Sure, you might hit like a restaurant. I got to tell you, things are so expensive right now, and I don't sound like the Grinch, but man, it's like not even fun to go out to dinner anymore.
They take all the fun out of going out for dinner.
Yeah.
You get the check.
And the other thing, too, is like...
Dinner for two, $65. Wait a minute, I ordered a hamburger. You're out of luck.
I will say this, that overpriced breakfast is probably the most aggravating.
It makes you cringe.
It does. It totally does, especially because you
two
know...
Two eggs, bacon, and toast, $17. What?
Yeah, like there's a place that isn't too far for us. There's two places I can think of that are close to where we live that... You can go in there, you can get exactly what you're saying, like the regular hearty breakfast or whatever you want to call it, at a decent price. Like, not bad. But then you go in anyone that does some marketing or it looks like they've done some, I don't know, fancy advertising, and you're going to end up paying a lot more for breakfast in there. I still would rather go out to breakfast any day of the week. There's something about being able to roll out of bed, throw a baseball hat on, perhaps brush your teeth. Probably should brush your teeth. I'm just saying. And then to grab your family and go, come on, let's go get something to eat. Let's go get some breakfast. Let's go. And then not having to wait in line and go and eat. I'm all in. But I always end up ordering the same thing. I sit there and I look and I'm like, man.
You spend $20 on three eggs.
Yeah. Or when you say, all right, I'll have three eggs and it looks like there's one. That's the other one.
And they're running all over the plate.
And then they charge you like a ton for it. And you're like, I'm not mad at the
server. I think we've beaten this subject into the ground.
Like an egg? I do have trouble ordering. This is the last part of this. I have trouble ordering breakfast because my eyes are bigger than my stomach. And I look at it, which might seem impossible to anyone who's seen me lately.
I was just going to say what?
You don't have to agree with that. I can self-deprecate without
your
having
eyes
you
are
pile
bigger
on.
Than your stomach.
Yes.
It is a good old expression.
Thank you. Like you sit there and you're like, eggs sound really good right now, but then so does... A waffle. I can't do like a waffle and eggs and bacon. And then now I'm like anti-potato in the morning too. I don't know why. I'm anti-potato. Is that a problem?
You know, if you're going to eat a breakfast out, mm-hmm. go get a nice breakfast sandwich somewhere and call it a day.
Oh, God.
It's not
going to
cost
you
$17.
I'm not going out to get a breakfast sandwich.
Get something
sandwich.
On a croissant, drive through and keep on moving.
I will do a breakfast burrito. Now that, my friends. That is the breakfast of champions, the burrito. Nothing. Dan's giving me the evil eye. All right, let me give you some other disappointing news. George Kittle is not very happy. And do you know why George Kittle is not happy?
Because Hulk died.
He is distraught. No, not because Hulk. I'm sure they didn't make it happen. So how did this thing play out? He broke on the NFL Network. He was like, was somebody doing a live shot? Is this how this mm-hmm. thing played out?
Live interview.
Yeah, and then he jumped in. He crashed the set of NFL Network while Fred Warner was being interviewed at Niners camp. And then he said, I honestly just came up here to air a grievance. Kittle said after being handed a microphone, our team got a memo today that smelling salts and ammonia packets were made illegal in the NFL, and I've been distraught all day.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Should smelling salts be banned?
Isn't that weird? I mean, they've been using them forever, haven't they? Apparently, the NFL thinks that smelling salts and perhaps it's absolutely true, can mask the symptoms of a concussion because it snaps you too.
Yeah.
Apparently.
It makes you focus?
Apparently. Kittle said that he would use smelling salts before every drive.
I'm an every drive guy.
Yeah. And now he can't do that. Kittle's, so he's got to go get breakfast eggs, smell those before he goes out.
Well, that's not a bad idea. Kittle said he draws the line on using smelling salts for each play, declaring that's too much. But he said, oh, I'm an every drive guy.
You know what you could do?
Huh.
You could take a little Tabasco sauce, run it under your nose.
Or stick it in your eyes. That'd be great, too. Wouldn't you do that?
No, I'm serious. If you know, I've not used smelling salts myself. I don't think I need them to get hyped for the show. I think I'm good to go. But would Tabasco do the same thing? You know, just some really...
I don't know.
Jalapeno peppers under your nose?
I'm not a Tabasco neither jalapeno guy at
no,
all.
No, neither am I.
They said the there was an FDA memo that went out, and this is why they're doing it. Citing a 2024 memo from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the NFL explained its reasoning for banning ammonia inhalants and umbrella term, which includes smelling salts. The FDA, this is the actual quote, the FDA noted potential negative effects from AI use, which are AIs, ammonia inhalants. The memo states AIs also have the potential to mask certain neurological signs and symptoms, including some potential signs of concussions. Jeff just said that. As a result, the NFL Head, Neck, and Spine Committee recommended prohibiting all use of them for any purpose during play during the NFL. Smelling salts are traditionally used to treat fainting victims, but have apparently become very popular, particularly in football and hockey players, as a perceived energy boost. I noticed this trend a couple years ago, too. The NFL isn't the first sport to ban smelling salts. Hockey Quebec, which is a branch of Hockey Canada, which would be equal to Hockey USA here, oversees amateur hockey in the province. They banned smelling salts in February, citing concern of use by youth players. I've seen that.
It's interesting. Isn't that interesting?
There's an uptick. I mean, I was on a bench once where I saw a kid doing it. I go, what are you doing? Smelling salts. I'm like, why? I was like, why? Why are you doing that?
Must work for him.
Yeah, it's kind of goofy. So I could see if you needed... the only thing that really makes sense to me in this whole story, Jeff, is the whole notion that if you do have a concussion and it snaps you back quicker from the concussion, if they do baseline testing, I don't know how that all plays out in that, but it does make sense that you probably could mask the conditions. I wonder what's Kittle going to do here? Kittle's still going to play. It's not
Tabasco.
It's not like he's going to retire. Do you have anything other than Tabasco you can offer?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's nothing else.
Jalapenos?
Skunk?
That would do it.
Can of skunk
that
or something?
That's bad.
That is bad. Any other nasty smell? I find myself stopping myself from using other words.
I mean, if we're just going on something that's going to go, whoa. Mothballs?
That's
that smell. That's like, whoa.
Although some kids will wake up, it's like being at grandma's. It's awesome. Why was your grandparents were the only ones that used mothballs?
Because I think they had all that wool. Isn't it that moss immediately go to wool?
Mothballs could work.
Mothballs used to be really popular.
Or maybe just go
so
play.
Bad. Well, no. Kittle needs it, though. We'll see what he does when it's come. Maybe we'll ask Chris Easterling about this. Akron Beacon Journal.
I think we have better things to talk to him about.
I'm going
to
ask him about smelling salts.
Okay.
All right. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.